to advertise, email podcast@thisisveggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
All right, so all roads lead to Grand West Casino, 12th right. December. Yes.
Come on, road to 2 million.
Yes.
2 million.
Road to 2 million.
Yes.
Come on,
yes,
one way or another, we're going to get there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And like everybody else, I'm excited. Ghost Lady is excited. Soul's excited.
Oh, I'm excited. Everybody excited.
And then someone sent me this. I'm like, hey, and then which one is this one?
What happened?
Are we in safe hands?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are we in safe hands? This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is our roast master, by the way.
Yo. Yeah.
Jesus! Mother!
What?
Wait,
he's got diarrhea, bro.
Oh, no.
Does he have diarrhea, bro?
What is flashing us, bro?
No.
What's happening, bro? What's
we're hopping to 2 million.
We're hopping to 2 million.
I'm gonna shake this car all the way to Cape Town.
Yeah. Is this for roses?
I'm a rose.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
This is how OnlyFans started. You know that, right?
Hey.
That's how it started, man. Who got too hungry for that shit, bro?
So, Boggs, you part of the writing team. Are we in safe hands if the Roastmaster's doing this, dog?
Hey, my man, I don't know anymore.
Are we good?
I don't know.
We need some content. I don't even want to make it, bro.
We will make it. We don't know about
it. We better make it.
Well, the guy was going to drive us there, bro.
He's a Roastmaster. He better make it, man.
It's like when he drives, switch off the Wi-Fi, bro. No TikTok live, bro. No TikTok live.
Jeez, please. Let's go.
It's giving Toja Cat, my man. It's going to sniff a dog bite.
This is how it starts. Next thing he's going to shave his eyebrows. Yo, this thing a wild, bro.
You just bitches on that, yeah, yo?
Nah. Get it by.
That shit.
Hey, like,
get it by. Yeah, he's just
on this. No, that one is my deaf one.
Sniff a dog, so I was like, yo.
Hey.
Are you suspicious of that stuff, bro?
That's no weed, bro. Weed doesn't do that to you. That one, kitty patch. Give my take one, nah. Yeah, the dirty stuff,
oh,
bro.
Oh, shit. Like,
stuff you can only buy from a sangoma, bro. It's no way.
My
take one. No way, bro.
It's tough. It's
tough. No, let's probably make it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Cape Town, man.
Hey, 3 months to
what
go.
What was he talking about? Does anybody know?
I don't know. He does this thing where Funima Rose or something. What is it, Salt?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not a TikTok like that.
Yeah.
I think it's like money, donations.
Yeah, you get money from roses.
Yeah. Roses are money. How much is a rose worth?
It could be like a rand.
So people load, like, attach their credit cards, right, to their TikTok. And then when they gift roses, it becomes money for the other person.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Second Lego does the same thing.
Yeah. How?
But he's more chilled about it. He doesn't take his clothes off. He just tells people, Twarang phone, more touch on screen.
Okay.
And then they send him money.
Okay.
But like, hey man, you gotta go to
Sounds
different
like
lengths to get this
to me,
money,
bro. If you're not doing anything, like, because I know some people, like, tell us more, explain this. Some people are like stripping. Like, I'll show you this if you give me that.
Mm. Yes, yes.
So
yes,
if you
yes,
just
yes.
sit there and you're like, yeah, just give me these things.
I mean, if you're hilarious, like it could work. If you're hilarious, it could work.
Yes, like when Dr. Malinga did that Solomon.
Oh, yeah.
People are ascending because obviously they're entertained, you know, by the dumbest things.
But as you can see, people go to great lengths to make that money, bro.
Oh, yeah, tall lengths.
They'll put their ass on the line for more.
You can tell Sol wasn't around when we started because we used to beg, bro. We used to ask people to buy us coffee, remember?
Yeah.
No, but
by the poolside.
Yeah.
I read the book.
I remember the coffees. No. The thing is, you're giving value.
So I was saying,
if you, like, he admits to make it sound like you're not giving value, just sitting there and saying, Tarang phone.
Yeah.
But if you're giving value in the form of entertainment or you're stripping, I mean, it's how OnlyFans pretty much, right? You know what I mean? Because OnlyFans was never really like for sex work and strippers and fucking. It was for artists.
Yeah.
Come have a behind the scenes look into my life.
Oh.
Right? And you'd pay. It was like a Patreon in a way. And then people started doing explicit stuff. So I know the coffee thing, but you are giving value.
So we're giving value, right?
Okay. Coffee's chill.
Yeah, you're giving value. So people
are giving value, right?
Yeah.
Was there ever a time where you wanted to drop your pants?
No.
Not one coffee. Time, right?
You didn't get that bad.
You got what I'm saying?
He never take his pants for coffee, bro.
We're different people, bro.
No, that's different people, bro.
And you did that. You made it to the road to 1 million. So,
we got a couple of sleeves up. We got a couple of tricks up our sleeves because we haven't revealed Ghost Lady, but we're close to.
Oh, yeah.
Tough. Yeah, we were close to.
Yeah.
Yeah, show her face. 3 million is too
don't
far.
Do it, bro. Don't do it, bro.
Not for 3 million.
For 3 million.
For 3 million.
Yeah, yeah.
2 million eyes in the bag, bro.
Yeah.
For 3 million, you know? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. When we're out of tricks.
Ghost, don't expose yourself, bro. Stay as ghost, bro.
I'm
don't
a
do it.
Ghost.
Gonna
okay.
change your life
okay.
forever, dog.
Okay.
But the thing is, yeah. we could expose, we could say this is Ghost Lady. It could be anyone.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Just do this face.
They'll ask her to speak.
No, they know Dudu. They know Dudu.
They know Dudu.
Yeah, they know Dudu. Oh, they know Dudu. No, they know she has a following. They know Dudu.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Dudu big on the street.
Yo, no,
she's an influencer,
big.
Dog.
Influencer, oh, yeah, but her Insta popping, dog. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, dog.
Exactly.
But 200,000 followers.
What do you influence?
People.
You're not influencing shit.
Producing.
Producing.
Just influencing producing.
What are niggas buying when they see you, yeah. man? What are they buying? Like, what is it? Butt plugs? What are they buying, Dudu?
She's the plug. She is the plug. Is she wearing your butt suit? Man, it's been the roast of Judy for a while now. I feel for her. It's been the roast of she is the plug. She been your ass. Watch out. Tell us most taking chances.
Yeah, Doodle's the fuck.
I'm the plug.
Okay, okay. On a serious note, it is time to bless in. Chela. Who are we calling? Dudu, the plug.
More plugging. We told ourselves we had to stuff. Yeah. Like just one of the podcast staff.
Drop that fucking
thing. Yeah, run to Cape Town. Run to 2 million. Watch yourself. No plucky. Run to 2 million. No plucky. Dude is in your ass. You know what I mean? The plug is here. She's the plug. For real, she's the plug, man.
I'm shaggy. I'm shaggy.
She's the plug, for real.
All right, so listen, man. All you got to do is buy yourself a ticket. We might be calling you so we can bless you and upgrade your ticket of some sort. So who are we calling now? Lucuba, ne?
Lucuba sounds like he's a cigarette. Something to do with smoking. Lucuba.
Lucuba.
Yeah, that sounds like Lucuba in...
Anointing.
Yes. You see, such a beautiful name.
Lucuba, welcome to Podcast and Chill, man. As you can hear, you live. Soul is here. Bongs is here. Ghost Lady is here. Are they right? Your name means anointing.
Yeah, and also joy, man.
Oh.
Hey, bro, do you know what Mac called you?
Joy.
Mac said, Lucuba.
Yeah. So it says you sound like a cigarette.
Yeah, Ukuba is cigarette. It smokes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah. I don't
smoke. You don't smoke?
I don't smoke. Bro.
Man, you sound like you're on Matekwana. Not even with Matekwana.
Lucuba, right? Joy. It's an Airbnb's host nightmare, bro. What the fuck?
Listen, we're calling you to upgrade your ticket, man. First of all, thank you so much. We'll see you in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Are you based in Cape Town? Are you from Joburg?
No, I'm based in Cape Town.
Nice.
Sound like you're
okay,
from
cool. So because it's a new month, we've got new prizes. So number one, you can either choose to get limited edition Road to 2 Million merch.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we've got food and drinks vouchers on the night.
Mm.
Number three, you can choose to do the meet and greet on the day after the show. So which one would it be? One, two, or three? What are you going for?
Take the sandals, nigga. Take the sandals. We're trying to give them away. We got too many.
Can I ask a question, man?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
With the third one, allow me to be on the VIP section too.
Yeah, you're going to come to the back and meet everyone, the whole team, the whole network.
Yeah.
It's a meet and greet with everybody.
We'll after take
the
photos.
Show,
we'll
we're going to take photos.
Yeah. And then ask
everything.
You to leave.
I choose the third one then.
All right. Meet and greet. We'll see you in Cape Town, my dog.
Yeah, man.
Can I ask a question, man?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for you, bro. You brought a ticket, my man. You can do whatever you want.
Whatever. Slow down, bro. You might drop your pants. Slow down.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. Can you ask ladies if you're dating a lady, man, would the lady prefer dating the same version as his? Does the lady prefer a guy that is the same, like same everything, man, as her?
Wait, bro.
Come on, what's going on, bro?
You're a virgin, bro.
What's happening? You just got VIP tickets. You're like, no. There's something more pressing on my life right now.
Like,
women are dribbling my ass. They want me to be this. Are you asking, do women prefer to date the same version of themselves as a male, or would they prefer to date someone that's outside of who they kind of are?
Oh, yeah. Virgin. I heard virgin.
Yeah, not virgin. No, I hope that's what he said.
No, man. I mean, the same, like let's say you want a girl, it's the same person, personality virgin. As you are.
Your personality. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I would I would not prefer to date the same girl.
Why are you asking this, bro? What's happening, bro?
Are you going
in the dark as this?
Yeah.
What are you going through?
Yeah, you're right, though. Look over. Fucked up, bro.
What is going on, bro?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Bro,
when has this show ever helped relationships? One time, bro.
Yo, you came to the right place, man.
Ask a chila.
For a relationship.
Okay, Anonymous.
Give us advice, man. Are you struggling with women who are similar to you in personality, or what's going on, man?
No, man. I prefer someone different than me, man. Because sometimes they tend to be boring.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay. just stick to your preferences, bro. Yeah. Don't worry about what other people prefer. Yeah. Stick to your preferences.
Yeah.
Because if you keep thinking about what they prefer, you're gonna have to change yourself. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but
please don't bring this question to the VIP section, okay?
Yeah, no questions.
We don't need this shit, bro. Come with statements. No questions.
Please, dog.
We don't need this shit, bro.
There's going to be a problem at the meet and greet this way. There's going to be a problem.
Why are you trying to take a photo? Meg, how do you feel about women that pay bills?
Nigga, bro. Come on, man. Out to there. Yo.
Thank you, buddy. We love you, dog. We'll see you then.
Shut up, bro. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Ghost Ladies here, Tato's here, Nevo's here, Fetch Check is here, Simpiwe's here, and of course, our favorite resident comedian,
on,
Boggs,
man.
Bongani Dube, is in the box.
Get better titles every time I come here, bro.
Yeah,
I like that, bro.
I didn't see you because I went to go watch Bafana Funny, man. I thought you'd be on stage, bro.
I would have been on the poster.
The lineup. Yeah, I was on the last one that he did before COVID. Nation Wild.
Yeah. Myself and Titi were rocking that thing, bro.
Nation Wild.
Yeah, Nation Wild. Like 13 episodes. Different comedians. Everybody had their own episodes, 15 minutes each. Wow. And Titi and I were on we're running number one for like 6 consecutive weeks.
Wow.
It was between the two of us.
Wow.
Yeah. So we rock, bro. So I guess now he's just trying to do other things, trying to put other people on.
Which is
fantastic.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I actually realized, because most of the comedians were there, apart from Lenmore and Trevor, obviously, had been on the network. I was like, shit, man. We do quite a lot for comedy, bro.
Yeah, we love comedy, bro. We've done a lot as well for the culture.
Yeah.
We've really
What job were you doing before comedy, bro? Have you spoken about it?
No, I've not told you.
Yeah?
I was in advertising, bro. I was a designer. I was an art director in advertising at Metropolitan Republic. Yeah, I was there for a while. My boss was on heavy cocaine, so I didn't get paid. You know what I mean? So what happened is the reason why I quit is because I started doing comedy while I was working, right?
Oh.
And comedy felt good. It wasn't paying yet, but it felt so good. I drove to a show. After the show, when I got to my car, niggas had stolen my steering wheel, like clean, just the steering wheel. Left the car there.
What car is this, bro? That steering wheel just. Comes out like
a very secure Polo Vivo. I don't know if you know the Polo Vivo.
Oh, no wonder.
They took the steering wheel, bro. And at that moment, I got to work the next day via taxi, pissed off, and I just quit. I was like, I'm going to go do comedy full time. Mm. And that's how we got here.
What happened to the car? Did you end up getting the steering wheel back?
Yeah, I got it back. And then the marshal came to take it. Yeah. Because I had no money, nigga. I ran out of cash, bro.
How do you quit when you actually need, like, to replace a steering wheel or you know? Like, that's when you're like, okay, comedy cost me the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Well, let
like,
me work.
You see, for me, it was a thing of, like, if I keep working to try to fix this thing, I'm constantly going to be in this perpetual
in
loop
trap.
Of, like, I have to keep doing work so that I can live some sort of allowance. Salary became an allowance. It allowed me to come back to work, not necessarily become myself.
I see.
So I'm like, I can't do this, bro. I'd rather starve with my own hands and start feeding myself than wait for some nigga to feed me. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Because the reason why I'm asking this, right? Because there's a guy, he argues that 2 to 10 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Is actually a better work schedule than the traditional 9 to 5.
Yes.
And he makes quite a solid case, actually.
Wait,
bro.
2 p.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. So this is what this guy says. Yeah, let me find it for you.
Yeah.
So when I was reading this, I'm like, actually, this guy is onto something. You know what I mean? Mm. Where is this thing now?
I like that.
Yeah, 2 to 10 p.m. I'm used to it because, you know, I used to do the graveyard. So
that's
my vibe, man.
Back and white, man.
So this is like backed by science.
No. This is just his
opinion.
His opinion.
Oh, it's just
this is what he says, right?
Nigga. There's something on weed, man. Something high on weed.
So what do you say? What do you say?
Where's
the best time to work, so come on,
bro.
Listen
to his case. He makes a point, bro.
He does, dog. The difference with people and your lifestyle. Let's be honest.
This is what he says. This is what he says, right?
Okay.
So he says, you can sleep right after work and avoid the fatigue zombie state you're in during the evenings when you get back from work and you can't get anything else done, right? So this is arguing for 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And then he says, most places are also open during that time, so many appointments, etc., are trivial to make. You get to avoid all congestion, gyms are empty, no traffic, grocery shops are peaceful. You are so much more productive after a good night's rest and can actually get chores done efficiently and have time to chill before work. Mm. I work remotely and on the US time zone from Spain, and these are my work hours and I love it. The caveat here is that everyone was on the schedule, you'd lose some of the perks, but being able to sleep right after work is magical. That's his opinion, his defense.
He's only by himself.
Because
that's ridiculous, bro.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He's onto something.
If we change everything, then it's implemented to everybody, there's still going to be traffic at 2 o'clock. You get what I'm saying? Like,
that's peak
really,
hour. That's peak hour.
It becomes the new peak hour.
Yeah.
And I imagine you have to drive home at 10 p.m. in the middle of the night. It's that's an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, this whole system that we work in has been practiced for so many years. And they're like, cool, 9 to 5 kind of works. You get to wake up early. You can still take your kids to work. Around 5 o'clock, you drive
home.
You still
go
like
to work.
I mean, if you wake up early, I guess. I don't have
school.
My bad, bro.
You take the kids to school, dog.
My bad, nigga. I thought,
make kids, dog. Help kids.
I got no kids, nigga. I got zero children, bro.
That's how it works.
I don't know where the fuck these people go, bro. Why is there traffic? Where are these children going?
All
dressed like security guards. What is going on?
Fox is dropping his kids off to work.
Go work.
You get what I mean, though, right? You get what I mean? Like, because at least, like, around 5 o'clock, when you get home, let's say 6, right? Traffic is the killer. Traffic is the real killer of your spirit. But once you get home, you still have got, like, at least 3-4 hours to cook, eat, and chill. Whereas 10 p.m., you get home at 11 p.m., you're going straight to sleep. Mm. Now you've not really, really defrosted from the day that you just had.
But who's the fucker that started 9 to 5? Where does that come from? Who started that shit?
I don't know, man. Some white man. It has to be a white man, bro. No black guy will start some bullshit like that, bro. 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Nah, nigga.
But even
12 to 2. That's all I can, bro.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Nah, but even before, bro, like white people came, I think we did the most hunting during the day. So it was like evening hunts.
Yeah.
And eating at like 1 a.m. in the morning.
But also, let's see, livestock.
We did as much as we can when the sun was up.
Livestock.
And that's when we're more energized as well.
True.
When the sun is up and we've got all the vitamin D.
Livestock wakes up, what, 4 a.m., 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as a farmer already, you have to be up for that.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So already, when you got the farmers up, why are you still sleeping until 12? You're missing out on so much that could be happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you start traveling early in the morning, you can get to the place where you need to get to by midday, if need be.
Mm.
So that morning thing just works for people. Like, it's, I think it's just always worked.
And the sun dictates, you know, because before the air cons, before windows and architecture and everything we have now, the sun will wake you up.
Have you been camping?
So it's difficult to sleep at like 1 a.m., especially 400 years ago. I mean, 1 p.m., 400 years ago, you can imagine.
Have
the sun dictated to us.
Have you ever been camping? and try sleeping in the tent around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Nah.
When that sun hits,
nah.
Nigga, you get sweaty, bro. Oh, you're in a sauna.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense, bro. The sun wakes up, you wake up. Let's get it going.
Yeah. Get as much done before while there's still light and you can see and navigate.
But you know who are the people I shit on? Is this 5 a.m. club people. Let's say 5 a.m. club.
Oh, nigga, that's too much.
Nigga, do you understand that most of our mothers and grandmothers and anybody who was working before apartheid or whatever it was, those people were living in the 5 a.m. club.
Yes.
Mm. Waking up to catch a train.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they at? Mm. How many books have they written?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, who are they motivated, nigga? Who?
Drop it.
Come on, bro. Get out of here with that shit, bro. 5 a.m. My grandmother was a 5 a.m. club owner, bro.
Even now, taxi ranks are full at 5 a.m.
Exactly, bro. No one inspiring anybody, bro.
Yeah.
Situation. What do you think? Do you think they must change? Were you happy with the church hours when you were working 9 to 5?
Well, it was just 9 to 5. It had to happen during the day.
Yeah. Were you happy with your hours?
I'm more happy now with my time.
Okay.
Yes, I'm more happy. And I feel like this person is onto something. I agree with that. Mm. But it works for people who don't have children. Because imagine if they were to change the time now for kids to maybe to even start school later.
Oh,
and then,
who's picking them up?
Because what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, who picks up the kids when mommy has to go or dad has
everybody
to go to work at
10 p.m., that's pedophile hour.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah, that's pedophile hour, bro.
No, man.
How?
Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
Imagine the transport. You're waiting at 10
a.m.
for a transport to drop off.
It's ridiculous. Look, I do say, like, freedom of how you can schedule your hours. I've got a friend, Stig. He wakes up. He's one of 5 a.m. club niggas, right?
Okay.
He wakes up. By 8 o'clock, he's at work. He's like, give me all the work I can do. At 12, I'm done.
Okay.
So he gets all his work done within 4 hours. Wow. And then after that, he's like, dude, there's no way you're going to sit me in a meeting. There's no way you're going to expect me to do anything. Right now, this is my creative time where I can just chill and let the creative thoughts come through.
Okay.
So, like, the hours are a little too long, though. Like, 9 to 5 is way too long. Yeah. It can be halved. I think it can be halved.
Yeah, and people are not productive for all those hours.
No,
those
you can't.
8 or 9
bro.
Hours. They're not,
be,
bro. Half the time, there was a study where, like, people. They looked at people and they like spend 10 years smoking if they've been working at a company for a certain period, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people are always just fucking about and not doing the actual work.
True, yeah.
For real. People, if you look at the amount of time people are actually focused and like zeroed
locked
into
in,
work
yeah.
and locked in, it's not the whole 9 to 5.
No,
people are just twiddling their thumbs and fucking around and
no,
on social media and on Instagram. They're playing solitaire.
Yeah.
Solitaire, oh.
Fuck them, bro.
Oh, bro. Half people on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
All sorts of things. So you're right. Like if you
Fat
just
checker.
Compress time and you focus, let people do whatever the fuck they want in the free
Fat checker, yes?
To answer your question about who exactly started the whole
Yes,
who got the whole night?
Hold on. There's a... You see?
He's
not locked
you,
in. He's not locked
yeah,
in, bro.
He's
coming earlier, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, this is solitaire right there, bro.
The sound is fucking...
He's on Tumblr.
Tumblr. I remember Tumblr. Yo, Tumblr. Before Instagram, though, Tumblr, bro.
Tumblr, bro.
Yeah, before Instagram, Tumblr, man.
It's on his MySpace. Come on, man. Get back to work, bro.
Yeah, no. He's locked in now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the person who started the whole 9 to 5 work working hours was Henry Ford from the Ford Motor Company.
Oh, wow.
White man.
It's a white man. So the reason being was because initially back in the early 1700s, people were working close to about from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. So he wanted to make, as you guys are saying, their productivity a bit more and so that they can work on the cars effectively.
Yeah.
So he moved it from 5 to 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So every business in the world is working based on that model, which was done for cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Ford, bro.
No. Yeah.
Henry Ford. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes
sense. Wow, that's insane.
Because before that 5 to 8, those were coal miners.
Yeah, it was mainly
Chinese people in the coal in America, bro, just digging coal. Because no one cared. Like, you have to just keep working.
Yeah.
So at least now, Henry Ford was like, you know what? This is not right, man. Like, these black people, if you really want them to work harder, give them less hours, but make them work harder. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it makes sense.
Well, was the Chinese who were in the underground a lot?
Yeah, in America.
Wow, I had no idea, bro.
Yeah, the Chinese people were the coal miners in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro, speaking about work, right? Yeah. Being in the office, can we have an honest conversation about these meetings, like these Teams meetings?
Oh,
or if you're in the office, the office meetings as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man. People just be using this corporate jargon just for the sake of it, bro.
Yeah, they just be using these words
just to sound intelligent.
You know those words,
my dog?
Yeah, I forgot the phrases.
Yeah, there's so many. Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, there's so many, bro.
It's the emails. I hope this email finds you well.
Yeah, fucking 8 a.m., bro.
I was sitting in traffic.
It's not finding me well.
What do you mean, find me well? Say what you want to say, bro.
Our last conversation. Yeah, we need to circumvent. Let's do a deep dive.
Put a pin on that.
My favorite one, and Butter likes doing this, Butter's our CEO.
My favorite one is
the reality is.
Hold on, Meg, we might have to circle back to that.
Yeah, pin it.
It's not a meeting until Butter says the reality is.
You know you have no contribution in any workspace where when they ask you anything from you, sorry, like, nope, nothing from me.
Nothing from me. I'm good. I caught everything. I'm good.
Please play that video, bro, of those guys. So these guys, they were doing that during a Teams meeting. They're all doing corporate jargon together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everybody's lost. Like, what the fuck are these guys saying? Listen,
you're not part of the club, bro, unless you know the jargon. Bro.
Yeah, bro. And everybody does it. It's so funny,
you're not
bro.
Professional or something.
Yeah.
Don't know the jargon.
There's another one.
What's up, man?
Solitaire.
We can see your screen now.
And you are losing.
Yeah, you're losing, my man. Like, there are files inside of files. No, we know what's in there. Why are you still downloading in 2026 now? Oh, my man. Just stream, my nigga. No, I'm a collector.
So what's wrong? You can't play the video.
The format. Can I have VLC or something?
Yeah, bro.
I'm a VLC, bruh.
You got a Windows computer, but you don't have VLC.
What plays all files? I thought all formats play in VLC.
You put it in post, but so you guys can hear. Ne?
Is that a Lenovo? What is that thing, bro?
That's a gaming laptop. That's powerful. They edited on
guys,
that.
Yeah.
That's a gaming what?
Yeah, I think before we boil the ocean here, we need a pressure test
there
the
we
connective
go.
Tissue between the stakeholder ask and the actual bandwidth reality.
You know, I think Christian's right here, actually. We need to try to counterize the appetite before we operationalize the fork. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
Yeah, good question.
It means we need alignment.
We just streamline it. Just streamline it. We gotta streamline it. Oh, fucking hell. Let's streamline it.
We need to align.
Boil the ocean, man.
Yeah, let's streamline it.
What about the fork?
Yeah, like, people are wily, bro.
You know what doesn't yeah, know? Jason. Jason is big on that, bro.
Oh, for real.
Jason. He's got that jargon on.
Let me call him. Jason. Jason's going to go fucking crazy.
I'm
asking a simple question, Doug. So how are we looking with Road to 2 Million?
We're streamlining with the guys.
Because he's our events manager. Listen. I'm not going to tell him we're live. Listen.
What are the outcomes of?
Yo,
my Joe, Kran.
Sharp.
Good, man. Listen, can you give me an update regarding Road to 2 Million? Where we at, man? Just a quick update.
In terms of?
Everything that we're working on. Just give me a quick update.
The after parties, the accommodations, the...
Yeah, everything. Just a quick rundown.
Okay, cool. So, the Road to 2 Million mix is coming up. So that has been confirmed. I spoke to Frankie. So in terms of the full event itself, I mean, we're looking good. I mean, you know, the roast is definitely going to happen. You know, Tall is more. You know, I've got the writers confirmed. Bomo Mutebe. You know, the guys will be doing a fantastic job in terms of the writing. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's do a deep dive. Like, can you streamline some of the things that you're saying?
Wait, bro, am I on the...
He heard the chuckles. He heard the fucking chuckles.
He heard the chuckles. He heard the chuckles. Oh, you heard it.
Hey, yo.
Hey, he was better than some other days.
Put a pin on there, Jason.
Yeah, let's put a pin on it.
Quarterback prepared. You didn't have to revise this corporate jargon. You call out of nowhere, you know. You just start calling your
guys at a chisanyama right now.
Yeah. All the answers, you know.
You know.
I must tell him you're going to call him. You know?
The reality is, you're doing a stellar job, my man.
Seconded.
I second that.
Second that.
Shabba, dog. And he doesn't speak like this at Zook. Only in team meetings.
Yeah.
Zook doesn't speak like this.
Yeah, it makes things sound productive, you know? Like, we've been working really hard. We've been streamlining everything.
As per our last conversation, man.
We gotta leverage.
Oh, shit. Yeah, leverage. Can't forget leverage, guys. Gotta leverage, bro. Gotta leverage.
Yeah.
And everything seems to have a low-hanging fruit. Why?
Low-hanging fruit.
Corporate, bro. Corporate is wild, man.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell. Anyway, Kostady, what you got for
No, but shout out to all the gents that work in corporate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Not everybody can be a business person.
They go to school to speak like this. Why can't you just speak normally, bro?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why can't you just say, no, I haven't done that yet?
Then you sound way behind the ear. It's like you haven't been here long enough, you know? It's like you're not seasoned, maybe.
But some of them, they dribble while they're going through the English, they dribble themselves.
Yeah.
Not make sense, you know?
I was the worst at that, bro. I'll get an email, S-Pay, what? I'll be like, yo, listen up, man. I don't have the work done. I bet. Send that shit, bro.
And there's like a passive...
BRB.
BRB,
and there's a passive aggression like that you... Or language. Like,
yes.
As per my previous email, you pissed because it's like, it means...
I sent you something.
It means I sent you something.
Yeah.
You're too...
Now I'm CC'd everyone.
Now I've CC'd everyone, but it's written in the most nice English.
So
but
you, fuck you.
They should say, fuck you. They should say, actually, fuck you, bro. And then kind regards. But now, if you just go, fuck you, bro. It's like, what hood is he from? Like, that's like too ghetto. You know, you gotta finesse it, though. You gotta finesse it. As per my previous email.
Shit, what the hell, man?
As per our previous conversation, you're like, yo. Then you know you fucked up, you know? And if you don't know, you'll just think, oh, wow, what a kind guy. An email full of fuck yous and you're incompetent. You're a loser. You don't belong here. But it's in the nicest English, bro.
Yeah.
Corporate is something else, man. Lady,
what you got for us, man?
Okay, so there was Moonchild. There's a podcast where there was
Moonchild. I saw little clips.
Yeah, some clips. And you saw she had Zodwa.
Moonchild's got a podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's her podcast.
Wow.
She's
podcast gold.
Yeah, she is. She's amazing. It was a beautiful conversation they had. But what really shocked people was the fact that Zodwa spoke about how she has had 13 abortions.
Damn it!
And
those are 10 body numbers.
Yeah. Oh, some serial numbers.
That's a serial. She ain't playing around, bro.
13!
What a thousand numbers, bro.
13
abortions, bro.
Yes.
What a doctor right now.
That sounds foul, man.
13! How do you get 13? What's all these three condoms, huh?
Wait.
No, with tiny tubes and all other circumventions, bro. You know, like, you just know if you like it so not by then.
But circumcisions to
streamline. Who are these niggas, though?
All the streamlining that you can be doing, bro. Like,
who are these fellas, like, though?
Come on, man.
But, okay. The thing is, 2 years back, she spoke of that she had 11 abortions. But now it's 13.
Like now two abortions now in the puzzle.
Down here. Focus.
Yeah?
Get my numbers up.
So I don't know if maybe it's because... Some
she's sponsored
happened.
By Meryl Streep. What's that place?
Yeah.
Meryl Stropes. Meryl Stropes.
Yeah, Meryl Stropes.
Yeah, she's sponsored by them or something like that.
Stropes, no.
No, I don't think Zodwa is an influencer.
I'm around. That abortion clinic.
Abortions, bruh.
Yeah.
But then why don't you go for like contraceptives? You know, the pills, the tube tying up. There's the patch. There is the insert. There is the loop.
Thanks. How much is an abortion? How much is abortion? Yeah. How much is the price of tying up your tubes? Yeah, and physically, let's find out. Yeah, and versus.
Oh, okay.
And what's the baby?
And that changes of our portions physically.
You condoms are very free.
Yeah, you get condoms, so it's wise. But you know, obviously, people prefer.
Brings up a lot
but
of questions.
I didn't mention condoms on my womb because
like, what was Small doing? You know, Small, the guy would say, I'll get you. Now we're going to question, like, Small, you were deep diving in there without a wetsuit?
Oh, my boy.
He took us a small on the bar.
Don't do that, bro. That's
don't do that, bro. No disrespect to Zotto, but yo, that's too many, my girl.
Yeah.
And that's far too many, bro.
And she spoke also about having to go for like spiritual cleansing because of
that. Of course.
Through her spiritual journey. Because remember, now she is...
I'm sure girls at the summit are watching this also on some, damn, 13, woo, I'm on 5. Like, God, slow down, bro. Like, we do this as a profession. Like.
But you'd be surprised. Maybe there are some like, only 13.
But what's your take as a lady?
People will just do it like randomly, man.
What's
like,
your take as a lady, because lady?
About abortion.
Yeah.
13. Not about abortion.
Yeah,
13.
Yeah, well, abortion. You got three kids. You don't know where Mary Stopes is, man.
No
idea, man. We are on your car, my head. Inside. You don't pull out of here. What's wrong with you?
Yo!
Those ladies that likes that balls deep sex. Now we see you, bruh.
Yo.
I'm sorry, dog. You got a healthy uterus. That's what we say, bruh.
Yo,
I am fertile.
Your uterus like spits out contraceptives. You take a pill, you just.
Wait, I'm happy with 3 kids, so the contraception I'm on, I'm like trusting God.
Let the spitting
please. No, I don't need that energy. I am fine with 3 kids.
Hi.
Not the spitting out.
I do feel like, honestly,
yo, you just spit out contraception. What is this shit? no, not the uterus spinning
off. Swallow to the toilet, yes.
There it goes. Uterus spinning off. Contraceptive.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. No. 13 is a lot. Let's be honest.
It's a lot.
I always feel like with abortion, you know, it's quite a sensitive thing. And
13.
The thing is... Some people are inspired to have one because of other people.
To have one abortion?
To have an abortion because of other people.
Inspired?
What circles are you in, bruh?
No!
Like, these girls are having mimosas for breakfast. Like, Toby, you know I'm on my first abortion. Where now?
I'm inspired.
That's the conversation.
Yeah.
So literally, people, it's like, if I fall pregnant, I'll just abort.
Yeah.
She has had 5. She has had 13. I'm fine with my 2 or whatever. Man. So it's, and I hate it as that it's another option for recklessness.
Yeah.
Because there's all options.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have already seen.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if you guys have been watching Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
There's that one girl where the guy asks, what would you do if you get pregnant? I'll abort that bitch, nigga.
Yeah.
He was like, what the hell? Like, go fuck somewhere else and come back with a baby.
Yeah.
So that's how normal abortion is now, bro.
Which
is scary,
bro. It's distasteful for me. It's scary. You can't play around like that,
Why are people avoiding the contraceptives when there's so many options, like a buffet of them? Is it the side effects people are avoiding? What is it? Because it's like, why go through all of that having... I don't know how abortions are. Do they... Is it hands inside of you? What is it? As opposed to just taking...
Bruh. They're throwing hands. Like, who do you think is doing these abortions, bruh? Some easy. Up in your ass.
Drop the fucking...
Doing these things,
I don't know, bro. We want to ask a man. Who's doing these things? Who's doing these things, man? Who's handling these things? So for me, it's like, why go through all of that when you can just get a procedure, an insert, a loop?
Yeah.
I mentioned all of them.
Yeah.
Apart from a condom, because clearly people are staying away from condoms.
Yeah.
Why? go through all of that?
A commitment, bro.
And over just...
Honestly, I feel like it is negligence and people just thinking of the excitement of sex.
Yeah.
So you don't think of the after effects.
Yeah.
And that's where now when you hear of stories and how... I always go back to a lot of issues with women. They're always where? Gynae.
Yeah.
Gynecologists.
Yeah.
Because of whatever you've had.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it always goes back to it will affect you in your future.
Yeah.
So you cannot just stay in this mindset of pleasure for today, not knowing the repercussions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we also just be responsible enough to also say that, look, as much as we're making fun of abortions and wada, there are also too many abortions, too little abortions, whatever it is, right? We should also bear in mind that there are people who maybe were victimized and abortion became the only last resort. So, for the ladies that are out there, we're so sorry.
That's like
not
married on first sight.
Yeah. So sorry about that for those ladies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That for me, it's a better option. Yeah. For such instances.
You're a podcaster now, eh?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I read your book.
That disclaimer, boy.
You
did a segue. I read you, man. Don't play that game, bro. Because those women are going to come for us, bro.
Nah, but it's clear. We're saying, what the hell is up? Like, if you're going to have that many abortions.
Yeah.
One abortion is fine. Two abortion is fine. Three abortions is fine.
Let me land.
By the fourth one, or after the third one, you should know, Ruti. As in,
I want to use contraceptive. No.
Because abortion is not a contraceptive.
Exactly.
Guys.
It's not.
That's what I mean. After a few abortions, you should know, Ruti.
Let me tell you first. B, you know you plan B the pill. You've been talking, Sol.
Wait. But I'm not abortions, man. So you're sitting on your own, my boy.
I was gonna make an example first. Ubuti, it's like a person who chooses not to condomize every weekend with strangers.
A promiscuous person.
And then they always take PrEP.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to realize, Ruti, let me just be on PrEP permanently.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And take these pills once. So I stop.
Go for the injection. Isn't the injection now?
Yeah, there's a biannual injection every 6 months. Yeah. So at some point, you got to realize, Ruti, you know what? Man, this thing of me buying these condoms and not using them, let me just get on this thing for good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell
you. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, I hear you. Do you know with your morning, the morning after pill. You don't know what it is, right? No idea what it is.
No, nigga.
She's never seen it. Never heard of it. Doesn't know where you get it, how you get it. Yo, it's a rumor.
So simple. Morning after.
The morning after pill.
In the evening, morning after we get the pill.
Okay.
How they named it, yeah.
You know you're only supposed to only take three.
Yes.
I'm aware. Only three. Not in your life.
Whoa. And some people are on their 147th.
Some people take three a day.
The hour after. One in the morning.
Yeah.
Dinner after. Lunch after.
What the hell?
No, no. So technically, to get there, that's now because it's equal to an apple.
Yeah, we're gonna come to you.
Okay, you give me the facts. Yeah.
Do you know why it's three a day? Sorry.
No, it's not.
One a day. I mean,
three in your lifetime.
It's not safe.
Yes.
Yeah, it messes your reproduction system.
Exactly. Same thing with an abortion as well. It affects you. So it imagine.
It traumatizes your body. Literally.
Your body.
So
yeah.
It shocks your body. Yeah. So that you lose the baby, it stops whatever the reproduction. Once the reproduction starts.
Yeah.
So it pretty much shocks your body.
Yeah.
So it's unhealthy to your body, literally. It forces your body
to do this
unnatural thing of reversing this cycle as it starts.
Let's go to Fetch Check. I think you got quite a lot to answer.
Yeah, please.
In terms of the prices of abortion at government and registered clinics, it's free. However, at private institutions, it can.
Mahala nga pa. Mahala nga. Nigga, 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 fan. Minimum durise. That's the problem. That's the problem. Minimum durise. Minimum durise ma pushing over. Mahala nga pa. You 50 nga pa. You 60 nga pa. Oh, nigga, 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 nigga. Then following Chanawar, Sesla. What I'm a school at nigga, nigga, have fun.
Hold on. Yeah,
I'm about to raise my portion, maybe. Yeah, sorry, sorry.
In private hospitals, it can range from 5 to 10K.
Sure.
Your abortion. Sure. And then in terms of tying your tubes, at government hospitals, it's stated that it is free. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then in private institutions, it costs around 30 to 40,000.
30 to 40K.
The government is doing it for free.
Yes, according to this, yes. So you can get it for free.
Insane.
Some government hospitals are actually pretty great. It's just the lines that people hate. But they're actually pretty great. Yeah. So they can do a pretty good job.
And then give us the three. Why the three? It's bad, the three pills?
It doesn't say anything here. I have looked through the World Health Organization sites, and it says that there is no limit to the number of times you can take the morning after pill in your lifetime.
Hmm.
In a month, there
in
is...
In Kanye's household, there is
a limit. Yeah, Ghost? What did you tell your husband? Ghost wanted this case, bro. You've been lying to this man all his life, bro. He's running around all the cheese and yams, my friend. Morning after is a powerful.
From,
I've heard that.
From a doctor or someone. You're like, it was literally something that,
I heard it from the pharmacist. I remember the one time.
Ah, Uhambi Seba.
No, many years ago. Many years ago, right?
Uhambi Seba.
This was in Melville. No, my ex.
Oh, okay.
Dima, Dimakata. So she lived in Melville.
Yeah.
She wasn't a student, mind you. She was working lady. You know, I'm not into like kids.
Okay.
So I didn't go in to buy this thing because she's a bit shy and stuff. And then they're like, no, who's it for? Because it's not definitely you.
You can buy them for yourself.
And I think they wanted to see if, because also it's a student area, they wanted to see is the person old enough and, you know, it wasn't something funny happening.
Yeah.
And I did bring her. She came. And then one of the things they asked was, how many times have you had these? Because you know you're not allowed to have this like 2-3 times. There's a limit to how many times you can have it. And I was like, ever? Like, in your lifetime. So I've heard that from a professional.
Yes, a professional. Also.
I was wondering, what's this doctor saying? My good man?
Who's this doctor, bro?
I heard it somewhere. I think... Oh, if anything, maybe it was someone who was telling me.
No, I've heard that.
Maybe you can't take three within a week. Because that can like have like, you know, I mean, irreversible damage to your body. But like a whole lifetime, I think that's
heard,
a lot. Like,
okay, there's something from Fact Checker.
Fact Checker, tell us.
In addition, there isn't a limit to how much you can take in your lifetime. However, there are risks for those who use it regularly, and that makes the pill insufficient. So after some time, when you're used to taking up the pill, you will still have the baby.
Your body resistance.
Fuck them all up. Yes. The body got stronger, and now she has to resort to abortions. Yes. Damn, man.
Oh, the pill wasn't working no more.
Became a, like, yo, man.
At that time, our birth rate is going down. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I saw that. Shout out, man.
Yes.
People are getting out to Zoto. And smarter.
Oh.
Oh, she dropped that?
Oh, she dropped that.
Is that what you said? Yeah, we sometimes got to go. She dropped the
breath. Great. Like, you know, rock out of a bathtub, brother. What a drop.
Wait, so why are you saying shout out? You want people to have less kids?
No. Kids are expensive, bro.
Kids are very expensive,
bro. Kids are expensive. We have a lot of kids who are living in squalor, who are starving, who are not living in proper conditions. We have a lot of kids being abandoned by their dad, resorting to nyawupe. We have a lot of kids growing up to just become fucking criminals.
Yep.
So may as well just not have a lot of kids.
Unemployment rate is also high.
Unemployment rate is very high.
Mm-hmm.
We have kids who graduated and then they don't work. So
But kids are a blessing, guys.
So these are the stats,
they are a blessing.
Kids
you're
are
right.
a blessing,
are a blessing.
Guys.
But that's how
when
God...
you can afford them as well.
Yes, and that's how God created the world, for them to be a blessing. But yeah. the way the world is structured, kids are a blessing and a huge responsibility and a burden as well at the same time. And a lot of people have proven themselves to be unfit for the burden. Fit for the blessing, but not fit for the responsibility. And that's a fact.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, that's true. That's
true. So
because you've got no business if you're unemployed, you don't have a partner, you don't have any...
You live in Dinsluit.
Yeah, you got no business having a kid.
Yeah.
And you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah, and you won't
those niggas got kids for days.
Oh, those niggas be fucking, bruh.
But nothing to do, bro. Nothing to do.
And all those kids become, you know, problems in society, dog.
Yeah.
You know? Look at, like, the people robbing people, killing people, raping people. I'm not saying that it's only people from those backgrounds who are capable of it,
but
they
were once kids.
Generally, it's the traumatized...
they were once kids.
They were once kids. Yeah, it's a traumatized backgrounds, bro. You know, traumatized... You grew up angry at the world.
Yeah.
Because of these conditions you grew up in. So I like people not having kids, bro. I mean, or just limiting the number of kids.
I mean, we're sitting at, what, like 62.3 million people in South Africa?
Yeah.
Which was a jump from like in the past 10 years or so.
Yeah. Our healthcare is shit. Public healthcare is shit. It's strained. And you're having more kids into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the stats with this decline, because it was a 24% decline that has happened, where in 2008, the fertility rate was 2.78.
Mm-hmm.
And
fertility
now,
rate?
Yeah.
This is per woman. Per woman.
Could have like 2.78.
Sorry, how did some judge, of us what's a bit slow. What does that mean?
Fertility rate.
So some women have two kids or one child. But there's also like equal numbers that have kids that are around five kids.
Yeah.
Right? So like if you've got women having five kids, you've got women having two kids.
Oh, then it balances.
The number balances out at 2.78.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not one woman can have 2.78.
That's the fertility rate.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Okay, got you.
And then currently it stands at 2.12.
That's good.
Yeah.
You drop that shit to one.
We don't
need that many kids, bro. It's too much, dude.
You remember China did it with the one child policy?
But Japan. Where are they now?
Because they had a strain.
Yeah.
Oh, Japan needs more kids.
Yeah.
Japan, they're not fucking enough.
We're all citizens now.
I remember that policy that was one kid per
that's
per
China.
Couple.
That was China.
Yeah.
Because overpopulation.
Yes, but then where are they now? Because I think they're now encouraging people to have more kids. I don't know. They were even giving money to a reward.
Mm.
Like
that's Japan.
Japan. Well, that's Japan. Black man to come through and smash.
Yeah, in Japan they have.
Yes, there was even that. Yeah.
Are they doing that in China Asian as well? Or you're
not inviting. I'm not sure which country, but there is a case of now you even get money. I think it's China. It is China where you even get money to have more kids. For more kids you get.
Can't be China. There's already like a billion of them.
Yeah.
But you know now they're number two in the world population, or the highest populations per as a people.
Number one is India.
Yeah, India's number one, bro. Yeah.
I remember someone telling me.
Kama Sutra.
No, you know where that comes from? It's because like young people are not having kids at all.
So even working.
There were even an issue of them not even just dating.
Young kids across the world or in China?
Yeah, young adults,
or
even working.
Yes,
the Gen Zs.
Yeah, the Gen Zs don't like kids, bro.
They don't. They don't even want a date.
They don't even want a date.
Yeah.
So it's like that's
and they're all non-binary. Like it's so fucking confusing for the rest of us, bro.
Are they?
Like they're all so liquid. Like they will fuck anybody and everybody, but yet at the same time they don't want to make children.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's confusing to us, bro. Us old school heterosexuals are alcoholics and we fuck. We don't play around with that.
The last dying breed of men.
Damn.
Hey,
remember we a few weeks ago we had a porn star here from America.
King Nazir.
Yeah. So you were saying in America when he's heterosexual, right?
Yeah.
When he just wants to do women to men, they look at them weird in the porn industry in America.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're all binary.
They're liquid, they're fluid.
Yeah. Everybody's all fluid.
Yeah, so he's like a rare breed.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, fellas, this is a little too much. Come on, bro. Zero. Come on, man, chill, my nigga. Hey!
Oh, my God.
So you're right, like, in 10 years' time, like, a man that just wants a woman will be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, maybe I'm 50 years' time. Yeah.
But not South I don't think South African women will allow us to all just become non-binary niggas. Bro, South Africa, because already, like on TikTok, women are talking about if a nigga says he's bisexual and he's had dick one time,
That nigga gay.
Yeah, yeah,
just
valid,
one dick, bro. That's valid, it. So valid, like, valid. You think now our South African women are going to be cool when we all just come out, the three of us like, hey, ladies, we're non-binary. Nah. We were fucking last night before we did this show. What? What?
No.
Oh, hell no, bro. He's going to leave
hell
us,
hell
man.
No.
Yeah, hell no.
Can you imagine that? What would that look like if we were fucking?
I don't think even the gays will allow us in the club, bro.
I don't want to imagine it, man.
It sounds like a lot. But we're going to fuck the shit out of you, man.
I'm going to tear your ass up, bro.
You're going to get it the worst, man. Wherever you turn, there's a dick in your face.
I'll throw him around the room. They'll toss him around the room, man.
Imagine Sean and I making eye contact. So you good? Turn this nigga around.
Meg, hit the button.
Nah, Meg, we'll tear your ass up, bro. I'm sorry, bro. It's a size thing, bro. Sorry, Meg. When everybody's naked, there's no money there, bro. We are fucking, bro. I'm sorry, bro. You're not an employer here. When we're naked, you're not an employer, man.
Are you getting this work?
Yeah. We're going to spread your sheets, my nigga. Like,
Yo.
Yeah, put a pin in that, so put a pin in it. Let this nigga circle back.
You guys are having too much fun with this jokes, man. I don't want to lie like it.
That's my asana, man.
Too much fun with this jokes.
No, it's nasty, but it'll never happen, bro. Like, come on, man.
Venom nasty shit.
There's not many gay vendors, bro. Mac, have you met a gay vendor guy?
No,
there's not many.
Quite enough.
Very few.
That's honest. Like, yeah, not lying,
very few, bro.
It's like, I'm sure they are there, but I've never met
one. Yeah, they definitely are there.
Yeah, they definitely are.
They don't come out and tell us.
Isn't that guy from Take 5? Was his song or vendor? Well, I don't know. Oh, it's Petty. Oh, Petty. Oh, yeah. I got them there.
Yeah,
it was Petty. Oh, wow.
But, Jack.
Ari Petty Akase. Wait. What? I heard you, Bongs. Ari Petty Akase.
No, I said Petty have many Akase. Not all of them are gay. Like, you need to kushisha what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, it's not kushisha.
Okay, I'll kushisha. That's your problem, bro. I'll tell it.
Okay.
But yeah, bro. There are many gays, but you know what I mean? Not all of them are gay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But Jack, yes. Talk to us.
To confirm what Ghosty has said, yes, the one-child policy has been removed from China. Mm. It was actually removed in 2015 because of the decline in children and people having kids.
Yeah.
And then in 2021, they then introduced the three-child policy, which then turned into more.
Yeah.
And they do give out special grants for those who do have children. It's about 3.6 yuan for any child.
Yeah.
Per child, yeah.
Yeah, and someone in China told me this. I don't know if I shared it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conspiracy theory, though, that, you know, like when COVID started in China, that the government actually wanted to get rid of their old population because of God. You know that graph? I forgot what it is. The lifespan graph
Of
how many people are alive. They've got a lot of old people right?
Yeah.
And old people in China have money. Like, and it's not like the billionaires or whatever. It's just they're very frugal.
You know,
they work their entire lives,
save
and have all this money that the government actually wanted to get into the economy and to release it. The people who spend more are young people.
Yeah.
Like if you've been to China, you'll see all these stores, Gucci, etc. They spend.
Mm.
And so it was apparently, allegedly, a plan to so that the young people get the money, obviously, that the old people have left, and it could be spent because there was a lot of money, but not really circulating in the economy because old people were hogging it, and they've got such a huge old population. Someone living in China told me that.
Kill the old, enrich the young.
So that they spend because they're more consumerist than the old people.
COVID was for that.
Mm. No,
conspiracy, apparently.
So there's a conspiracy that was the also.
Then when the old people found out, they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'll be like, hello, Italian.
Drop this.
Change that completely, bro. Hey, everybody had it, bro. God damn,
there's one old guy who fucked it up for all of us, dog.
Yeah.
He wasn't meant to know.
He found out, bro.
He found out.
They want my money. I cough on all these motherfuckers.
Drop it.
One cough policy.
One cough policy. That's a good one.
Wow.
One cough policy.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
Oh, fucking hell. Hey, Bonds.
Bonds.
You need a Bonds policy. Must come once a year.
Yeah. Once a year policy for Bonds,
man. These things need to be said, man. Oh, trying to convince us they eat dogs. Nah, man.
Anyway, Pinduka, what caught your attention this week?
Yo, bro. So, man, this the funny thing has been happening, bro.
Whatever.
So, the latest play. So, you saw Skim GP's running for mayor, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to show you this as well.
Whatever.
Who's showing us the shit on the screen?
It's Neo.
Neo, can download open this up. Now, it's an image.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Let me just download it and send you the image from the tweet.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's going on with podcasters, bro? And entering this arena of politics.
It's a popularity contest, man.
Well, look here.
Wait, let's see.
Look what you done created, Mac. Sharp, shut. Look what you done created. Look what you done created.
What's that? I can't see.
This nigga's running for a council at World War II at Ward 67.
Do not see.
Yeah.
Drop the.
What is going on? You know this nigga from outside, right? Yeah. That's one of our podcasts, our football podcast.
Yeah.
Nigga out there now. Nigga, I don't even know this party.
FSA.
Come
on, nah.
This nigga's fix shoes in the middle of the night while you're sleeping.
Thank you.
Drop the.
Yo, dog. Yeah, dog. Like, wow. Yo, bro.
Fuck, anybody can do it now, bro.
Yeah, dude, everyone everybody is just going for it, man.
No, it's a bag, guys. It's a bag, guys. Yeah. You know, man's got to eat, man.
Yeah. I think now it makes sense.
But are people seeing it, though? Because everybody just wants to eat.
Yeah, I think Julius Malema was actually warning that you don't become a political party. Because seeing that anybody can do it, Tulisizo is doing it, FSA. So if ever you are inspired to try do it with already 2 million people that are subscribed to your own podcast, that'll be an easy takeover. You get what I'm saying?
No, but we ain't trying to do that.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're not trying to do that.
No,
but
I think what Saul is saying, he's calling it out. There's all these, what's happening, right, is you gain a bit of attraction, a bit of fame, and then you just go to politics.
Hmm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, bro. And are people, like, just voting now? Mm. Like, and I don't know whether, is it the Gayton, but where did people see it work? Who was, like, voted on based on the fact that they were famous?
I thought you were going to show me this. I'm not even going to say anything. I thought you were going to show me this.
What is that?
Let me say it. No, just put it up. I'm not even going to say anything. Just put this up. I'm sending it to you.
I may have seen it.
But you don't have Twitter. You got Twitter? Just make the screen bigger. You don't have to play the video. Just,
what is that?
Yeah, yeah. Increase the thing. Yeah, go up there. Just
those guys.
Just read that, yeah?
My podcast is...
And I think I'm right candidate to be the mayor of Ekurhuleni.
That's Skim GP.
This nigga, that's
Skim GP.
No, that's Skim
his GP. Mandate, man. That's his marketing scheme right there. I'm chasing Mac numbers. Come vote for me.
Oh, bro.
Niggas will do anything, bro.
Wow.
That's his blue eyes. Now it's... Oh, my God. Niggas.
Even... Yo, get... I've got another video. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
The numbers there by MK, they're not numbering, man.
Oh, they're not picking up?
Who's MK controversy?
MK.
Yeah.
No, not MK, man.
Yeah.
My boy. My value. Bro, the thing I do mean to make so humble. Honestly, I do mean to make so humble.
But isn't that's why they got Skim GP? That's the reason to get the numbers.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he's gonna get them, man.
Tato.
You know.
Yeah, I'm sending to you, Tato.
Like people are entertained by the podcast, but I don't know, man. I don't know,
the
man.
The guys must just get back together, man. They need each other, man. Juju needs Floyd.
I don't think Juju needs Floyd, man. EFF is still EFF. Obviously, you know.
So the EFF,
whatever issues
the EFF of now, you think it's the same as the EFF when there were the three of them?
No, and that's exactly. Got nothing to do with
restructuring.
The absence of Mbuyiseni and I think does. It's the whole...
It does, dog. What do you mean it doesn't?
I think it's the whole... I think we've said this before. The whole foreign policy thingy, borders thingy.
Yeah,
that
but...
really got them, like, shaky on the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the absence of Mbuyiseni or Floyd.
Dog, okay. I don't know how you can say that. That makes no sense at all.
Okay.
When it's were, how, it's when, the... when it was the three of them, they created magic.
Yeah.
Now they're separate and they're all fumbling. All of them.
Yeah.
Like,
think about it. If like if Ghost Lady goes and start her own podcast, yeah. you go start your own podcast.
Yeah. They'll leave. Yeah. Podcast. Yeah.
But like you're still using yellow colors or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, yeah.
I'm shady.
You change your greetings and stuff.
Like, I think I say I'm shady. Like, yeah, I'm shady, dog.
I'm shady. I'm shady.
It still won't hold the merit that it has, bro.
Yeah,
so I think that's what's happening with the EFL.
Yeah, look at this, bro. Look at this. This is terrible. Just move it further. Yeah. There it is. Look at the numbers. When
the numbers pants. Are not numbering.
Ah, my dog. This is embarrassing.
What's wrong with Floyd?
What's up with him? Is he okay, bro? Like, he looks like he's in pain.
Ah, my man.
Is he okay?
He looks like he's in pain when he walks.
Yeah. Yo,
man, there's no one to show his pain.
Oh man, it's been funded and there's nothing happening. He's got stressed this
morning. What is all that? Is that food? What is that?
My cake.
I'm not checking
my cake.
Are those scones?
Yeah, scones.
From his sponsor, yeah.
I'm not scones.
So they're having water now.
Look at the crowd.
Is it at the table?
Look at the crowd. Look how empty it is, bro.
I hate this presentation.
Look how empty.
Yo, man, yeah. The video person is
in there, bro. It's
terrible.
Caught like an idiot to shoot a video. Yeah, like, what's this now? Yeah,
like, why did you turn?
Yeah.
Like, stand here. Yeah, don't turn,
and,
bro.
Yeah, how do you. Wow. Don't tell me this video was on their official. Was this video on their official?
No.
Oh, it's like just a social media. Person.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just a normal person. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that thing is not looking convincing, bro. Yeah. The vehicle. The vehicle of my boy is not
bro,
looking.
People are tired of politics, man. I keep saying, man. Dog. People are tired of this shit.
Also, man,
so
how you gonna run?
The stage that goes up.
Sorry?
The stage. Yeah.
Oh, that Julius thing at the.
Yeah.
That was iconic, though.
Yeah.
As you were speaking, that was iconic, Sean. I won't lie.
That's what it was.
But like, how are you going to have a campaign called Maibuye after June 30th when you had Mama Hambe? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean, bro? Like, this nigga are still at home, nigga. Like, that's why it's fucking empty, bro.
No, but so is right, Maivale.
Maivale.
I don't know what happened, but
Africa.
He just got fumbled.
Yeah.
Maivale, fumbled Africa.
Maivale.
Well, so who do you think is next from the network, my man? Who do you think is next?
You think, yeah, man, maybe. I almost said Taki, but
Taki in Pretoria.
Taki wild enough, bro.
Yeah,
even Nota,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Actually, why are you forgetting Gizwe?
Oh, Gizwe.
Actually, Gizwe is right up his alley. Yeah, Gizwe.
I won't be surprised today.
Yo, dog. I was shocked when I'm like, Tula Sizwe.
Hey, Penduka, we already got it.
Yeah. I'm good. Nah. I'm good.
If you're called up, you wouldn't join any party.
No.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm not a politician.
10K.
Bro.
So.
I have to get there and lie to people.
So,
and
10K.
And say,
10K what? What the
fuck? No, 10K just, what? You're given money now.
10K!
First lady.
Oh, I'm talking about more than
10K!
Like, you think Saul sells ass, bro? 10K!
Dog,
10K!
What the fuck are you gonna do 10K, bro?
Dude, 10K!
Okay. 10 million.
Yo.
10K!
10K to join MK! Ah, come on, man. Come on. Oh, it's because of that video where I said the most amount of money I've seen is 10K.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, but I was trying to, like, how? But
I see. I'm not a politician.
10 million.
No.
Ha! No. 10 million?
No. No. I'm not a politician, man. You got to sit there and lie and make promises. And then when the money's there, you know, I'm good.
Yeah.
Nah,
it goes against your moral compass.
Yeah. And then when you're calling out people who steal, you get killed. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
But I need security now.
Now you need security. Suddenly now I must walk like I'm in pain. They must have scores for me. Drop the fucking. I'm good now. I'm all right, man. I'm all right with the politics, bro. People must go into it. And good luck. Nah, I'm good, dog.
And it looked very hot there, like to be wearing a black shirt.
And then a bomb, nah, it's just too much, bro. It's too much, man, you know? Nah.
You ain't gonna do it for the scones, bro.
Nah. Yo, forget it. Not me. Ain't born in Kankas. Kankas, all right? Yeah, campaigning. Kankas. Nah, yes, you'll yes, never yeah, see yeah, me concussing, yeah, bro.
Oh, fuck.
I'm good, man. I'd rather get concussed.
What got your attention?
Yeah, bro. I won't lie, bro. It's just like this whole Toilet's More debacle, bro. We don't know what's going on, bro.
What's going on, dog?
I don't know either, dog.
My brother have a chillest punch, bro. Yeah, yeah, sorry, man. Before you start, yeah.
Which one you want? You want this one?
The new Milano. Is it there, the Milano?
No, there's no Milano.
I'll grab this one. You good with that one? Yeah.
Oh, wait, bro. No, first, man, I don't know what's going on, bro. Because, like, one moment he's on his TikTok live, right? Clearly, that needs to be something that needs to be banned from. And he's going off saying all kinds of wild things about me, yeah, about pop pops.
Saying that?
That was at the time, oh, right? Okay, cool. I let it fly, right? Mm. He calls me up, and I think there was a thing that I reposted. I posted something saying, "Look, man, hating on somebody that's not hating on you is just a cancer for yourself."
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you're gonna hate on me, I'm not hating on you. That's all on you. Plus the fact that you're hating on Pop Pops, he's successful. You're hating on Skumba, he's successful. And you're a Sangoma. So if you hate on me, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be all right, right?
It means you got next.
I got next, right? I kept it and kept it very copacetic. Now he gives me a call and he's going off. Yo, man, if we hate each other, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how about we go to all the smoke and just clear it out?
Okay.
Let everybody know. Like, if we're gonna fight, let it be like that, right? Yeah. That didn't happen, unfortunately. Maybe later on. Now, there's a moment he goes on I don't know what podcast he was on. Mm. I think it could have been with you guys.
Yeah.
Where he said, oh, I love Bongani Dube. I love him, Pop Pops. I love this other nigga. And it's like, yo, my man, do you have bipolar? Or what's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, stick to one thing, say it. Because now, if you keep going down this road, we don't know what's going to happen. But I might have to call, you know, Caesar Elakine or some shit. I'm just saying.
Why don't you step up to him yourself? Why you gotta call somebody to do the 31?
That's the name
yourself
of my that's the name of my, you know, aggro self. You know what I mean? So
I'm just saying
I don't want it to get to a place like that.
Yeah.
Because now if you keep calling me out, my nigga, then let's do it face to face. So say what you mean, bro. Do you fuck with me? Do you not fuck with me? But don't now. Today you fuck with me. Tomorrow you don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Say it out
just
loud.
Be consistent.
And then jiggy jiggy. Now we're sitting next to each other. Now we're smiling. Then I look like a poos. You know what I'm saying?
Because you came with an energy. That's nigga.
Because I'm chilling.
Fuck him. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's like, because when we settled that meeting, you asked me, yo, bro, you cool working with this nigga? I say, yo, Mac, there are women who are married to niggas because they got money. You know what I'm saying? So yes, I will work knowing that I'm employed by you. I will work with this nigga, but I won't go out of my way to go work with this nigga. Now we have these other conversations that are going off, and he's going off online. He's hating on me. I'm like, yo, my nigga, like, what's up, bro? If you really hate me, nigga, say it live, jive to my face and let it be settled. You know what I'm saying?
But, dog, aren't we a team? Aren't you guys riding the road
together?
That's
what I'm thinking, bro. Like, how are you guys going to work
on the road? I'm a team player, bro. I'm a team player. What I'm saying, okay, Mac, you want to make money next year? I've got an idea. I've got an idea, right?
Okay.
So about almost a year ago, we were all expecting Bonga and Alastro to go at it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So, man, I'm saying we're trying to make money, you know what I mean?
Let's
have a celebrity comedy fight, you know what I'm saying?
Tolles
Boy and myself in the ring, let's go, bro.
Same weight division,
yeah, bro.
Reach is similar.
He's got a little bit more reach than me.
More reach,
but
yeah,
he does smoke cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
And weed.
And he smokes a lot of weed,
you don't yeah. I'm clean, bro.
I'm strong, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm recovered, bro. I'll send him weed just in case for the fight itself.
Oh shit!
Send him gang weed, bro. Smoke that shit, and enjoy, bro. And here's a lighter that works.
Aren't you quite with the glasses, though?
Nah, bro. Yeah, I got him, boy.
I could never get into that.
As soon
kind
as
of
the fight starts, bro, I start making sounds like a Sangoma. Like, hey, yeah. Just let that shit wake up in him.
Yeah.
Knock him out, my boy. So yeah, bro. But otherwise, dude, if you really do have
bro,
beef with me, bro,
deep, bro,
come say it, bro. Like, let it be said. But if you don't have beef with me, then just stop talking
What's
about
the
me,
source?
Dog.
All of this is just overwatch. Over a gig I didn't pay you.
That's the podcast.
Yeah. So remember, like, we had a podcast together, right?
Oh,
then he called me for right. the fun cast, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. We get into it. Everything is nice. But then now,
they dropped PNC.
Without saying too much. Without saying too much. Like, wow.
There's people in conflict. That's why they're fighting to the end. People in conflict. You see what I'm saying? It's people in conflict. Good in Mala. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, without saying too much, because I don't want to like keep going back and forth with this thing, like now airing out dirt, right?
Yeah.
So we ended up, okay, now the podcast closed, right? Okay, cool. It is what it is. There were some internal things that are happening. Now, homeboy, he comes out, he comes on live, and he's telling people, yo, nigga, I fired you from a podcast that I had. My question is like, nigga, how you fire me and then there's no episodes that air after that, though? How does it make sense, bro? What do you mean? I don't get it, bro. You know what I mean? So he says all these things, but like it's not backed up, bro. I'm like, bro, like,
oh, after they fired you, it ended.
It ended, bro. There was nothing after that, bro. It was no longer fan cast,
so
bro.
It was
like,
you.
It ended, like one could say. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's so, what you're saying.
So that in that moment, in that time where we were. When those fights were happening and the liquidation of a podcast with no money, right?
Yeah.
When that happened, now the gigs start happening and then the not paying people started happening, right? Yeah. Then that was the real fallout. Mm. I'm like, cool, my nigga. I see who you are. That's how you
didn't
be.
Get paid.
I didn't get paid, right?
Okay.
I got paid by the owner of La Parada. La Parada, he paid me. He's like, yo, bro, here's the money that nigga owes you, bro. I don't want my name to be in the dirt because of something that some other nigga is doing.
Okay, I know the which Laparada?
Label, the one, Olivedale.
Oh, North Cliff. I met him. Olivedale, 2 weeks ago,
Yeah, cool sweet, guy. Bro. So that goes on. I'm chilled. I stopped talking to this nigga. I ain't saying anything to this nigga, right? And I think we meet up at Ebenezer's funeral. He comes to me. He's like, yo, man, we should work together again. I'm like, Mo, the thing is, I don't know what's going on in your mind, my G. Mm. But like, what something happens to you and then you flip. I've got a theory is that when Mo is dirt broke, he's humble. That's when he'll be cool with working with anybody.
Oh.
When Mo gonna like a young little 5K, 10K nyana, that's when now he's got now he can talk now. Now he's got data. Now he wants to get on TikTok live. Now he wants to talk shit.
Oh.
And I feel like that's what keeps happening. So it's this clout chasing thing and this power hungry thing, but yet no discipline to keep working harder. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's weird, bro. It's like, are you holding on to your past where you were big and now you're no longer big, unfortunately, because of something, of allegations that, you know, you are acquitted for? Are you still holding on to that? Are you mad at that? And now you want to keep taking out on people because you've not dealt with that trauma. Go deal with that trauma before you keep going on TikTok, bro. Because the thing is, I'm a very calm guy. I'm a peaceful guy.
Yeah.
But now my niggas ain't.
Yeah.
So you can say some shit that my niggas won't like that. And now we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Who are your niggas?
Whoa.
I got niggas, bro. Don't worry about me, bro.
I thought you said that you the Caesar Ali Khan. You got the side of you that can handle shit if need be.
I got my niggas, bro. I have niggas, bro.
Bro, aren't you guys writing a rules together?
Yes, bro. What's going on? You
want to bring this up right now? You just spoke to Jason, right? So we've not yet said that. Like, we haven't had our first meeting, right? There's not been a meeting yet, right?
Yeah.
And like I said to you, bro, if it's about work and you hiring me, I will sit in a room and work, my nigga.
So as far as the roast, you guys haven't met?
I'm cool.
So the work has been happening in your
corner? The work has not yet happened yet. When you guys finally call us into the meeting, trust me, I'm going to sit there.
Mm.
Trust me, I'm gonna bring my creativity. Mm. Trust me, I'm gonna work to prove to you guys, yo, man, some people are here to work for real, and some people are just faces. Y'all gonna see it in the proof of the pudding.
There's faces, bro.
I'm saying some people are just there as faces, bro.
Yeah, the thing is, I love both of you niggas, man.
We love you too,
man. Yeah, we love both of you guys, man.
Yeah.
The chillers love both of you guys.
I love you guys, for sure.
Yeah.
My thing is, my nigga, be a man of your word, bro.
Yeah. Consistency,
be consistent about your shit, bro. If you hate, hate, bro.
That's key. That's
but also, it's time to show another part of you. You hate other people. Why? What's going on with you, my nigga?
Mm.
Deal with that first. You're crying on TikTok. Yo, okay, cool. People can cry on TikTok. They can cry wherever they want to cry. But if you're crying in the same breath, you're bringing other men's names out your mouth, maybe what you're crying about is your own inadequacy. You get what I'm saying? Now there's an issue there that you need to deal with. And we've been saying this, like, my nigga, get help. Like, straight up, get help, bro. Go to therapy or whatever it takes. Get some help so that you can have some sort of like consistency in your own brainwaves.
Didn't he say he was going? He got therapy?
Don't know, man. We don't know, bro. We'll see.
I think Munkus is fine. I think he's healed long time, man.
That's the thing, though.
The reality is,
Ooh!
The reality.
What's reality, bro? Because I'm getting a phone call tomorrow after this episode ends. I'm definitely getting a phone call, bro. I'm gonna cuss my ass out. And we're going to be at La Parada tonight, bro.
I saw that La Parada show. Yeah, I don't know why the tag me on social media.
It's called pay back the money.
The money, I saw that.
No. But yeah, in all seriousness, man, you guys got to sort that shit out, man.
Yeah.
Because we got money to make. We got work to do, man.
I'm a peaceful guy, man, nigga. I'm on some. Come, let's talk, nigga. Let's air this shit out and let there be witnesses. Because now you can easily say other things when it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you leave, you go tell other people shit.
Let's do all the smoke. Let's get it all
live jam, bro. Let's get it done right now, bro.
Get all the smoke and clear the smoke.
I'm ready to clear the smoke, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I'm ready. I'm for peace, man.
Gun to head, Saul. Are you Team Mongezi, Team Bonks?
Where you at, Saul?
Ah, man. These are brothers, man. Come on. These are our brothers.
These are our brothers, man.
Tell my niggas.
These are our brothers, man.
These are our brothers. But the way it's... I mean, these are our brothers, man, you know?
Go ahead, Saul.
Yeah. No, man. I love you guys.
You didn't even get to the fight.
Yeah. I love you guys both. Yeah. The fight, I'm Mongezi, because he's been saying he's got niggas, you know, who are going to fight for him. So the fight, I'm definitely Team Mongezi. If they're fighting physically,
so much, yeah.
Cause Utiwe no na machita, jaru tu na machita, you know. And Mongezi looks like he's up for it.
Yeah,
you know, like if it's physical.
Nah, so looks come on, like bro. Does every dirty politician go do the dirt themselves? You get what I mean? But you still fear that dirty politician.
But politicians are niggas, real niggas, man. You guys are real niggas.
What I'm saying is this. This keeps going on. Then things can happen. I don't want things to
happen.
What
kind of things, bro?
I'm just saying things can happen, bro.
Comedians are like rappers now. So, fuck Biggie.
This is like West. No, bro.
It's like, yo.
So how much
how much shit can you take from a nigga who constantly talking shit about you? You haven't said anything about him.
Yeah, true. Though.
How much
true.
Shit can you take, bro?
Yeah, true.
And now
true,
what?
True.
Are you gonna also go into the limelight and then show that, oh yeah, I can throw hands, but, and then now people are looking at you like, ah, so this nigga got issues. Why don't you just brush
Miles,
it off?
How deep is it?
It's whatever he's talking about.
Is it that deep?
No,
that
the depth of it is the fact that stick to your word. Like, that's it. Nigga, stick to your word. If you don't drink juice, don't now all of a sudden you're drinking juice talking shit about Coca-Cola. No, bro, stick to what you do.
Concentrate.
Don't, you know what I mean? Concentrate. Thank you, bro. Lock in, my nigga. Don't dilute shit, bro. Stick to what you do, bro.
Yeah.
Don't hate me today, love me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not your girl, my nigga. Like, I ain't giving you coochie, bro. Oof. Like, that shit ain't gonna work for me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So stick to what you say, bro. Because, like, all this weird misinformation, because now what happens is other people who think they know what's going on, they're approaching me or they're going on my TikTok. They're telling me shit. Ah, nigga, you ain't where, you ain't blah, 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 blah. But where the fuck you coming from, bruh? Oh, no, it's another Tall Ass Mo thing. Yeah, Tall Ass Mo is a better comedian. That's why he can talk shit about you. I'm like, what? I didn't even know there was a competition like that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This competition is about longevity. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not about clout.
Yeah.
Get all your clout. But if you got no longevity, you're still going to be crying when you turn 50 on TikTok Live. Live jive, bro.
Yes.
Man, I'm sorry. I was pissed off. My bro.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
I was pissed off.
Man,
I've been holding it in, bro.
Yeah,
no, because the first time I came here with you guys, I think when the studio was downstairs, you know what I mean? Like, we had a nice conversation talking about my father, and all of a sudden it's like, how's your relationship with Tall Ass Mo? I'm like, this nigga tricked my ass. And then we spoke about it, but I didn't want to talk too much about it because I'm like, you know what? It's got nothing to do with me. But now it's gotten to a point where now I'm really pissed off. Now I'm like, yo, my nigga, now you fucking with me. I don't like that shit, bro.
What did he say lately?
Let's solve it.
No, let's just get it solved, bro.
Let's get it solved, bro.
Damn, bro. Yeah, we've got a roast to prepare for.
Prepared, bro.
Yeah, come on.
But this shit, look, let's go to all the smoke. Let's solve this thing.
Please.
Simple
please.
As that.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
I have to roast you niggas.
How? At this rate?
Yeah.
I got no fear.
I'm the roast master.
Ghostbuster, we see you, bro.
On a lighter note, man, I think we have one of the best communities in the world, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, there's a thing that happened a few weeks ago. I wanted to share, I just kept forgetting. But there's someone, right, who commented one of our episodes of Chiller, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yo, man, almost committed suicide. I've been going through depression, lost my job and whatever, lost my car. It was an Uber guy. Yeah, lost my car.
Man. Sorry,
and this show
bro.
Keeps me going. Like, wow. Appreciate you guys, right?
Oh, bro.
And then the chiller replied and said, oh, no, look. You got into a car accident.
Oh my
right?
God.
So the guy...
That's how he lost his car.
That's how he lost his car. And then the chiller replied, is like, no, listen, I own a... where's the... Where they fix cars?
A panel beater. Yeah.
So another chiller commented and said, no, look, I own a panel beater. Bring your car and let me fix it.
Wow. Wow.
And then he went there and then they fixed the car. Now he's back on the road, bro.
Oh, nice, bro.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
That's nice, bro. Shout out to
chillers. I feel good now, yeah.
Yeah, you feel good?
That's a feel good story,
when you first
man.
Said I wanted to roast and then you carried on. I'm like, okay, cool. Huh? It ends well. Oh, my God.
Wow, I got ready.
You know what I saw that I'm like, wow, man, we've got an amazing community, bro.
Yeah, that's beautiful, bro.
Yeah. Mac, how many of these books did you sell, bro? How many copies did you sell?
Oh shit, I don't even know, bro.
You don't even know, bro.
Yeah, I forgot,
it's a good read, bro. Like I urge everybody on to like read the book. It's a very good read. It's an easy read as well. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that it's you talking the whole time.
Yeah.
Like the hallway, bro. There's a bunch of fucks in there. A lot of wild shit, bro. There's hate and love.
Yeah.
And Saul gets robbed. I'm like, whoa, here we go.
Almost, man. Yeah, I used to run faster than now.
So, man, all the chillers that are out there, get yourself a copy, bro. Yeah. Get yourself a copy, yeah.
Appreciate you, man. All right, on that note, anything else, guys? Anything else I'm leaving out? Nothing
You're
else,
leaving
man?
Out.
All right, cool. We out of here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.
Howdy.